Yes. So do you understand what I'm saying very well?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So focus here. Allah, she answered, she said, Allah is a salam. From him comes salam. To him belongs true salam.
That's complicated.
Okay. All right. So here, if we want to summarize this, we say that salam means don't worry. Don't
worry.
I will not harm you. I just say, I will not harm you. And you say, wa alaikum as-salam, you say, me neither. So this is as-salamu alaikum.
Me neither.
That doesn't work there.
Wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam, like me too, or I won't harm you.
Yes, me too.
Also, me neither doesn't work there.
Yes, me too. You agree with you.
May I use the restroom?
Yes. Me too. Me too. You got that? So this is the first thing we learned.
I think the two is two.
So quickly, what is this salam? Security.
I will not harm you.
I will not harm you. Basically it. Salamu alaikum means I will not harm you. I'm coming in peace. Wa alaikum as-salam means, and I welcome you in peace too. I will not harm you either. I will not harm you as well. Or I will not harm to, or me too. Me too. Two here is...
It's two O's.
Two O's.
You know what aliens say?
Okay. Hold on. And then we said that when Prophet Muhammad met Allah, he didn't say, As-salamu alaykum Allah. He said, At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. This is what we read when... This is what we read in the tashahud. We say, At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. Okay? Then Allah replies, As-salamu alayka. Allah replies, says, As-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabi, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who memorizes this? Go ahead. Good job. Okay? So now the third point we said. So Prophet, that's the next point is Prophet greetings to Allah. So that's number one, and this is the second point. And then the third point, Khadija. And the third point is Khadija. Khadija. Okay? So Khadija, may Allah blessing, peace and blessing be upon her. Khadija is the story of Khadija. How did she reply the salam, greetings, the salam from Allah? Khadija replying to salam. Through Angel Jibreel. So we said Khadija replied and said what? Did she say wa ala Allah salam?
No.
She said, she was very smart. She said, Allah is the security. Allah is the salam. Allah is the salam. Are you, something happened to your eye?
Yeah, something
is. Okay. Allah is a salam. Allah is a salam. She replied, said what? Because this is going to be in the homework. I ask you, okay, how did the Prophet reply to the, give greetings to Allah? Okay, how did Khadija reply to the greeting from Allah? All these are the questions that you will have to answer in the homework. Now, for that التحيات, Allah said, السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. And the Prophet and the angel said, السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. And if all of them said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. This is very easy to remember because it is التحيات. You're supposed to be reading this how many times every day?
Five.
Okay, minimum once, twice in Fajr, twice in Dhuhr, twice in Asr, twice in Maghrib,
and
okay. Fajr is one. Every other prayer is 11. Two.
No, it's nine.
No,
it's
two.
Nine.
So, five.
It's nine.
So ten, nine, yes. Nine times. You're supposed to have done it nine times. How many times?
Nine.
So you should know it by heart. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. If you don't say it, okay, like that, then you have not been saying it in the prayer, and that's bad. Huh? There's after that comes Salah al-Ibrahimiyya.
That's only on the last one.
The Salah al-Ibrahimiyya comes after that, which is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun
majid.
Very good. So that is one of the names of Salam. Okay. After the prayer, one of the du'as that you say after the prayer, you say, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Now, how do we apply this name in our life? Before that, Jannah has a name related to salam. So what is Jannah?
Paradise.
Yes, has a name. One of the names of the Jannah is related to Salam.
Salam al-Jannah?
No. Daru Salam.
Oh, yeah.
Daru Salam.
Daru
Salam. Daru Salam. Jannah is Daru Salam. So Allah said, why is it called Daru Salam? Why did Allah call it Daru Salam?
Means like,
the house
the
of
heaven.
The house of security. Why? In Jannah, nothing will harm you. Nothing will bother you.
Even if you
nothing.
Fall.
Huh?
Even if you fall down.
Even
if
you
I
fall
what?
Off a cliff.
What if you fall off a cliff in Jannah?
Oh, yeah, there's no harm in Jannah.
So even if you wake up like...
And there is no,
like,
there is no fall in Jannah.
There.
You don't make mistakes anymore. You don't make mistakes anymore. It's done.
But if you accidentally cut yourself cutting like some corn?
This doesn't happen in general.
Yeah, that doesn't even happen.
You don't eat food, you find it.
Okay, now let's... Now, there is an important city. There is an important city that is named Dar es Salaam. What is it?
Isn't Oregon?
No.
What?
Dar es Salaam, no.
That's Salem.
Jerusalem. You know Jerusalem?
Yes, I do.
Now, why was it called Jerusalem? Because it was Darussalam, and then the
Jerusalem.
And then the
Jewish?
And then the European people, European people twisted to Jerusalem, and instead Darussalam, they said Darussalam, and then they said Jerusalem. Got it? You got it? Jerusalem. They change it. They change it Dar to Juru.
What is Juru?
And they change it the Salam to it's a name. It's a name. Daru means house. Juru is Dar. Dar house.
But Jerusalem people die in Jerusalem.
Oh my God, everybody.
Yes, we know that, but that name does not was
you're not gonna die.
No, it means that you shouldn't be harmed. You shouldn't be harmed in this town.
Oh my God!
Interesting class.
You know what?
Jewish are terrorists.
So you know now, let's not talk politics in the class. Let's stop talking politics in the class. Let's learn about our stuff first before we talk about politics. Shh. Okay. Now, how do we apply Name Salam in our lives? How to apply Name Salam in our life? Apply the name As-Salam. In our lives. How do we apply the name Salam in our lives? How do we do that? How do we apply the name Salam in our lives? Oh, please listen to me. Listen to me. Focus with me. How do we apply name Salam in our lives? Is to seek Salam from Allah. Is to seek Salam is to seek salam from Allah. Let me tell you what happened to the pharaohs. Let me tell you what happened to these magicians of the pharaohs. You know what happened to the magician of the pharaohs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The pharaoh got angry. And he said, huh, you...
bad person.
You believe in Musa before I give you permission to believe? Look at my face here. Turn around.
Why are you writing with a marker?
Because I don't have a pen.
He gave you a pen.
Guys, do me a favor. Today I'm really tired and barely making it.
Okay, can you make him not sit behind me?
Come.
Why aren't you writing on the board? Just come, my friend.
Because, well, do you want me to write on the board?
Okay. So, how do we apply? Is to seek salam from our Lord. The magician of the pharaohs, when Prophet Musa did the miracle from Allah, he threw the stick turned it into, remember, into a real snake.
Yeah.
Into a real snake.
And then he ordered his best.
And then the real snake swallowed all the toys of the magicians, all of their toys that brought with them. Okay? So they bow down to Allah and we say, we believe in Allah, the Lord of Musa, which is Moses, like they say, of Musa. Pharaoh say, you believe in him without my permission. Oh yeah, he's your trainer. He's the guy who trained you to do sorcery, magic. I'm going to cut your arms left and right. Left arm, right leg, or left leg, right arm. And there were so many of them. Now, they believed in Name Salam because they told him, you can harm us only in this life, but you can't harm us in the hereafter. We are glad to go to our Lord, to die and go to our Lord. We're glad to die and go to meet our Lord. You got that part?
Yep, we got
okay.
It.
Okay.
Wasn't that black magic?
Because the only magic is black magic.
Let's not get there.
You're a black man.
Let's not get there. Let's
He's
not
smutty.
Get there.
He's smutty.
Now, some evil guy, was a powerful evil guy. A powerful evil guy might say to you, do this. If you don't do this, I'm going to harm you. Do this thing that disobey Allah. Or like, let's say, kill this person. If you don't kill this person, then
I will
harm you. Now, Allah says, if you kill this person, I will harm you. So Allah is saying, if you kill this person, I will harm you. I'll punish you, right?
And the Pharaoh did the same.
And the evil guy says, if you don't kill this person, I am going to harm you. So now you're between two harms. Either the harm of Allah or the harm of the person.
A person.
So what would you choose if you truly believe in the name of Salam?
Harm of the person for sure.
So if you really truly believe in the name of Salam,
I would not kill the guy.
I would give priority to
Allah's
Salam and just don't kill the guy.
What if you get tortured?
I would say, sorry.
They could die in the name of
Allah.
Hold on. Usually Allah forgives things that are being done by force. When you're forced to do something. Allah's kind. When you're forced to do something but you don't want to do it, Allah forgives you. Okay? All right. So, you can say, I believe in the name of Allah Salam. But when you're tested, you demonstrate that you truly don't believe in the name of Allah Salam. Now, why? What did the Pharaohs, the magicians, told to the Pharaoh? They said what? You have temporary Salam. This Salam you have is short-term Salam. Short-term Salam that ends where? In hellfire. So what is the benefit of a short-term salam that ends in hell?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's not salam. So the Pharaoh owned a fake salam. A short-term salam. And that's what he says to the people. You believe in me, I give you salam. You disbelieve in me, I harm you. Got it? So that is the Pharaoh. Okay? So they said, Allah is the true owner of salam. What kind of salam is that when you are given salam, security in this life, and you end up in hell? Does that something that you want to do?
No.
It is something that you don't want to do. You don't want to have to deal with that. You don't want to bring this to yourself. Okay? You don't bring this to yourself is the better word to say. You don't bring this to yourself. Okay. How about Allah? If Allah gives you salam, then it's eternal salam. And nobody in heavens and earth could harm you. Because Allah gave you His salam. Because Allah gave you what?
His salam.
Good job. Okay. So now let's move to a second meaning of the name Salam. Another. What is this other meaning of notice the meaning is of the of name is salam?
Another name
is salam. This other meaning of the name is salam means flawless. Flawless.
Flawless.
Flawless. Means free from flaws. So, there are two meanings. There are two meanings of the word salam. The second meaning is free from flaws. What do you mean free by flaws? So, the names of Allah, there are two kinds of oneness of Allah. The first oneness of Allah is to say Allah is the only unit existing, and He owns all the names of greatness. Nobody can own or share these names with Him. That's flawless name. But some people say God forgets, or God is busy, or God's playing, or God is asleep taking a nap, or God is not aware about us. leaving us alone. He's not aware about us. Or God is you know, there is these all kinds of sick realization of Allah. Sick realization of who?
Allah.
Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So, but in Islam, Allah is, if somebody says to you, Allah drinks, what do you say?
No.
You say
it's
subhanallah.
Yeah.
Subhanallah. Why do you say subhanallah? Means Allah is better than what you said. This ba is better than what you said. If somebody, so this is the problem with, this is a problem with other faith, that they don't believe in the names of Allah is salam. They have assigned flaw, assigned things that's not appropriate for Allah, His Majesty. Either that by saying His Majesty was killed, and that's not appropriate for him, because he is a salam, he is the flawless. He won't let anybody kill him. Or, hold on, we still have 10 minutes. I let you out at 55.
Wait, no, we have
10:55.
Because it's 45 minutes per class, and it was supposed to be out, so it's at 10:50, or at least at 10:50.
No, I will make it to 10:55. Got it?
Got it.
Now, give me examples of how would you apply the name As-Salam in your life.
On Allah.
The name of, yeah, the first name of As-Salam in your life. Think about an example. A situation that might happen to, might appear in life. A situation might happen to you in life, okay? A situation that might happen to you in this life. What is it that requires you to use the name As-Salam or demonstrate or tests you against the name As-Salam?
Somebody's trying to pick a fight.
Huh?
Somebody's trying to fight an argument.
Fight an argument. And how do you believe in the name As-Salam?
You don't argue or fight with them. You sell it like peacefully.
That's one choice, is to sell it peacefully. Another choice is to fight back.
To fight back? Ooh.
Yeah. You have a choice. In Islam, you have a choice. You have a choice of two things. The first choice is to fight back. And the second choice is to forgive. Now, when do we forgive and when do we fight back? How do you choose that? If the person who's fighting with you is a mean, nasty guy, and he will not appreciate your...
apology.
Not apology. That your...
forgiveness.
Your forgiveness. And then he is going further. Because you have not stopped him first time, then he goes further and further
first
and further.
Kick him in
and
the
then
first.
He considers this his weakness. You're a weak person. And then he starts bullying you. Okay? So then you fight back.
But what if
he's stronger
than him?
He's stronger.
You fight back. Or if you can't fight back, then you surrender. You got it?
Surrender?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not American.
Like, for example, I just give you an example of what is happening. What is happening in Egypt. In Egypt, the government is killing people. Okay? The government is killing people in Egypt. People are not fighting back, not because they forgive the government. It's because they can't. The government is much stronger than them, and they just can't do anything about it.
They're
pretty much stuck.
Pretty
much they are stuck. Okay? You got it? So there are three, but the Prophet ﷺ, a man came to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and said, what if a guy comes, he wants to take my money from me by force? So the Prophet said, don't give it to him. So the guy say, what if he fights me?
Fight him back.
So he said, fight him back.
Okay, yeah. Take him on the weakest.
Then the guy asked, what if he kills me? The Prophet said, you're shaheed, you're martyr. And then the guy said, what if I kill him? What if I kill him? The Prophet says, he goes to hellfire. Because he is the oppressor, he is the aggressor. He's the oppressor and he is the aggressor. Got that?
Can you kill him if they're actually bothering you? Like,
No.
Like what they're doing.
Okay.
Like
it is important. It is important. You cannot use your hands to fight evil.
You can't use your hands to fight what?
You can't use your hand to fight evil. To fight evil.
I'm a German.
To fight evil, you use a gun.
Unless you're a police.
You can use your words.
Who can use their hands? There are three ways to fight the evil. The first way is to use your hands and fight back with hands. The second way is by tongue, by preaching, by saying, by resisting, by screaming. And saying this guy is strong and he's torturing me and he's, you know, taking advantage of my weakness.
That wouldn't work because then if there's a pile of people, that guy, if he's stronger than you, they're going to notice that he's really strong. So they don't want to get in the middle of it. So you're going to be stuck with some big...
I understand. But unless you're a police officer, unless you're an agent authorized by the government for law enforcement, you cannot use your hands. Now,
then how do you defend yourself?
Hmm?
How do you defend yourself?
Either call the ones who authorize, like the police. Okay.
I'll fight back.
Or if there are certain laws available for somebody entering your home, in your home. Now, the third thing is to hate it by your heart. So the third way is what? Hate that... The person hate what this person did. So basically in Islam, you are allowed to use your tongue and your heart.
So you can't.
Your heart means hate the wrongdoing. I hate it. I hate the wrongdoing.
You can't hate the person, but like, you have to hate what they're doing. Like then what are you gonna hate?
Are you hate the action.
Exactly.
You don't hate the person, you hate the action. You hate the crime.
You hate the person.
You can't. Listen to me. I'm not able to catch up with your speed. So listen to me before you raise another point. Okay?
Okay.
So you dislike the person and you dislike the act.
Yes.
Okay? If you can fight back, that's good. If you can't, you can't.
I'll just fight back.
If it's a war bigger than your size, if it's a war that you can't stand in, if there is no hope at all that you win this war, then you just give up. And then suffer from whatever injustice that's being poured on your head.
So, what's messed up? What a frying pan and baseball bat be hard to use in that case.
Okay, now let's... Okay. All right, you got that? Also in international relationships, if there is a disagreement between your country and another country, unless you are a member of the army, you can't go just fight. And who decides? The leader of this country decides if you go to war or not. But you can't use your hands. You can't, like, one of the wrong things that Osama bin Laden did was that he treated himself like a head of a state. He declared war on the name of using the names of Muslims. And I did not authorize him to declare war. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
We know nobody authorized him. So why is he using the name of Islam and the name of Muslims on my behalf? Okay. So one of the things. So what is the right thing for him to do was to use the tongue. To object using the tongue, using the heart.
He did more than that. So I don't really think he was gonna do the tongue. And he destroyed the Twin Towers.
He's a madman.
That's why. That's he's why. Just, if he would
drunk.
Use the tongue,
he's a,
or the use the heart, he wouldn't be doing that. All right. I'll see you next time.
I eat. Come on, come on, come on, come on.